Well, Rory, just before we look forward to the league action, where we start against Down this weekend, it's been a busy start to the year. There's been a lot of training sessions. You've come through the McKenna Cup. Yes, there has been two defeats in there. Quite a few challenge games as well. Not so much on the injury front. Things are on the positive side. So are you positive with how the opening number of months since his return have gone?
Ah, for sure. Ashin, you know, January is always a hectic period, so it is. And, you know, we went once a week collectively in December. We would have went with primarily the younger fellas in December. We played a couple of challenge games in December, and then obviously we went straight into the McKenna Cup. You know, we had three group games, and then we had a challenge game there last weekend against Westmeath. So add that in, and you know, a fair few training sessions. It is very busy period, but look, overall I'd be very pleased with how things have went. You know, the young fellas have trained really hard, they've got used to the setup, there's been a good integration with themselves and the more experienced players. And then, as you said, you know, the older lads are all injury free at the minute. They're no, don't get me wrong, they're not at the peak level of fitness or anything like that, but they're working hard and you can see the progress they're making.
Yeah, it was a big integration of young players, 12 new additions to the panel that they had to cope with making a step up, and I suppose you had to deal with nurturing them in through the system.
Yeah, it's definitely a strange dynamic, you know, and there's the fresh faces, you know, and seeing the probably innocence of a lot of them, you know, so it is. But look, it's been enjoyable. You can see the banter among the boys, which is very important, you know, starting to develop, and the younger lads are becoming much more comfortable with the older lads. And, you know, a lot of those older lads, they wouldn't have seen these lads hardly playing. They would be playing in the minor game before they'd be playing the senior game. They may not be in the same divisions at club level, and they would have been very much meeting each other for the first time ever.
Very, very talented footballers as well, and all of them really do have a bright future.
Yeah, listen, I think they're really, really positive futures for a lot of them. You know, we have to be patient in the sense that it's very difficult for an 18, 19 or indeed 20-year-old to break into, you know, a team like ourselves that, you know, have been, you know, fairly successful over the last number of years and operating out of Division 1. But look, we've got to try to bring in some new blood. I think everybody knows we want more options. We need to energise ourselves with some of this young talent that we do, but, you know, that's part of the challenge going forward.
Yeah. And there is one or two of them that will be making a progression up to the senior over the next number of months, Rory.
Yeah, for sure. Listen, you know, there's two fellas, unfortunately, they're unlucky enough to be injured, Rory Carr and Dara O'Connor, that have no doubt. Obviously, Dara's played bits and pieces before, but the two of them would have played a big part in the National League. But definitely think another three, four, five of them will make major contributions, you know, starting this weekend.
Yeah, and as far as O'Connor and Carr away from, I suppose, getting back into the panel?
Yeah, well, wee Dara, in fairness, is making massive progress. He's unbelievably dedicated. He's a month ahead of schedule with his cruciate, but it's like anything. You know, we'll not take chances on him whenever the medical team clear him, but, you know, I see no reason why Dara won't be back playing end of March, start of April, you know, which gives him plenty of time for the championship. It'll give him time to get club football underneath his belt and everything. Rory, we're looking at maybe a three-month window from he injured himself, which was, you know, the end of December, so sometime around end of February, March time, you know, as well. So, mid-March, maybe end of March is probably more practical.
What sort of game do you expect now on Saturday against Down? We can't look too much into the game that was in the McKenna Cup, because both sides were very inexperienced. We're going to have stronger 15s from both sides. So what sort of tussle do you expect with Down?
I'd expect it tight, so I would, you know. Look, we were there in 2012, the first day of the league, and we were beaten by a point, and we were there in 2014, we were beaten by a point in the only game we lost in Division 2, so it hasn't been a happy hunting ground. Down always produce really skillful, talented footballers, so they do. They have a new management who, I think, has said he's going to, you know, very much play the way Down teams have played in the past, which is a fairly attacking game. You know, we know their inside forwards, the likes of Arthur McConville playing, Donal O'Hare, Caelan Mooney, they've Kevin McKiernan in the forward line, they're all very strong. So look, like most teams, they'll have a defensive approach of some sorts as well, but it's a wee bit into the unknown, Oisín. We haven't really seen them, you know, under this management, so we're not sure exactly what they're going to bring.
Do you see getting a win on Saturday night as crucial, and I suppose going further than that, a win in your opening two games to start the league campaign, is it vital that you get victory?
Yeah, listen, it's crucially important that we win one of at least the first two. You know, I think to have a good chance of staying up, that's always been, you know, fairly clear that you need to win one of the first two. And plus, look, Down are a team who've only come up into the division. They'll be very anxious to get off to win and start.
You got as far as the semi-final last year. Is that a place you want to be this year, or is it a case just retain your Division 1 status ahead of the championship?
Well, the number one goal is to retain our status. You know, that would be, you know, I would certainly see that as a successful league campaign along with developing players, but we can't look that far ahead. If we're in the league semi-final, it's a bonus. The way it fell last year, it was very unfortunate. I think it was a week straight after the regulation league, which left us only 4 weeks after that, you know, to we played Tyrone in the championship. So it was a, you know, a no-brainer for ourselves. We had to have some very heavy training strengthening in our legs, and that was very much underway even before the last league game last year. This year, the dynamic's different. We've a full 9 weeks after the league finishes. You know, if we were in a league semi-final, it's something that we could approach probably differently than we did last year.
Does that take a lot of the pressure, or more pressure off the players than last year? And when you see now what you've done with the older guys, bringing them in a lot later, is the pressure off compared to what was 12 months ago?
It is, yeah. Well, believe it or not, the lads were in probably even later last year because of the extended season. They, you know, they left the gym work, everything a lot later. But being out on the 12th of June is a massive difference. I mean, out on the 17th of May, you know. So it is. It's the ideal date to be out. I couldn't have asked for a better date, to be honest. It shortens the season when it comes to championships, so it does. It gives us a great opportunity when the league's finished to look after any wee niggles and also to build more fitness and to play plenty of football at training in the good weather.
Yeah. Just back to the league again. Three home games, obviously on the road for four. Is it you're telling your players, first thing we have to do is win our home matches?
Yeah, well, look, the first thing we would tell them is we have to beat Down, you know. Yeah. So it is. Look, the home matches have been very kind to us over the last number of years. I don't think we've lost at home in 5-6 years. So it is in the regulation league, and that, you know, that's obviously been very decisive in success and staying in Division 1 and getting promotion from Division 2. But, you know, we feel, you know, our last away game down in Mayo was a really cracking game. We got a draw in Castlebar, and, you know, our away record hasn't been good. So we're unbeaten in one, and we'll hopefully be unbeaten in two come Saturday night.
What's it like in the camp at the moment? Because I suppose a benefit to you was that all these older guys and experienced guys wanted to give this another crack this year, so there was nobody really left the panel. And with the younger boys coming in and adding a bit more energy, have you seen a difference this year than last year, Rory?
I have, yeah. You know, there's a different dynamic totally in the group, you know. So it is. I think the older lads, you know, they're actually looking forward to this year much more than they were last year. I know that's an easy thing to say, so it is. But you had the downside to losing an All-Ireland final, which is a massive blow to any group or any individual, so it is, and everybody deals with it in different ways. You know, the length of the year had taken its toll on people that were weary. You didn't sense the same appetite this time last year as there's there this year. But also, I have to say, the influx of real quality talent, you know, is there to be seen. And the boys enjoy the training, they enjoy the pace of the training. That's the one thing these young lads have, is great, you know, great legs. So it is, and, you know, that's left a very good feeling in the training. Yeah.
There's going to be a break then in the middle of February, where you're heading away to a foreign training camp in Tenerife. How's that going to be good for the side? What's the objectives and what the aims are?
Yeah, well, look, we decided, you know, that was a very good time to take the training camp, you know. We'd have broken up, you know, the first 6-8 weeks of the training block. We, you know, whatever changes we're making to our style of play, it'll give us a chance through the McKenna Cup and more specifically the first two league games to have a chat about them, to work on them on the training pitch. And probably, you know, it's a key time. We're going to have all our experienced players fully back training at that stage. So we'll be working very much on how we're going to play really the rest of the league and going into the championship at that stage. And that's the great thing about it. There's no distractions, there's no work, there's warm weather, and we'll be able to hit the pitch twice a day out there. And, you know, yeah, we'll do a wee bit of physical work for sure, but a lot of it will be around our style of play.
Just finally, you hope to have points on the board by that stage as well in Division 1?
Well, I hope to have points on the board come Saturday night. So it is, you know, that's the aim. You know, I think Down's a game that we're very much looking forward to, and one that I'd be demanding that we're performing, you know.
Well, Rory, thanks for talking to us. The best of luck with the league campaign.
Thanks, Oshie.